meeting.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
That's what I love.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed on the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season. Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Welcome to Shop Talk 2011, Jim.
Yes, it is.
We are in 2011. Jeff, we've made it to another year with Shop
Talk. Does that mean it's week one?
Yeah, I guess technically it does feel like week one.
Okay.
But we made it another year.
What year was it technically when it started? Was that 09? Must have been, right?
I think it was 09. That sounds
so
about
this
right.
This is our third year, right?
That's right.
Sure. And it's kind of funny. We're one of those... We seriously might be the worst radio show ever put on the air, but we are kind of like that football player that after 10 years, you're like, how the hell did that guy last in the NFL for 10 years? Never saw him play. He was awful. Somehow, some way, there's a need for him or us. Anyway, welcome
Very
to
good.
Shop Talk. I'm your host, Mike Perriello. Manager of the Patriots Pro Shop, joining me finally after skipping a week, Mr. Jim Scollins from
PatriotsProShop.com.
And then, of course, the top NFL buyer in the country. And you've actually now the top CFL buyer, is that correct? Canadian
yes.
Football League?
Yes.
Sure. From the,
Whatever you
the
say.
Iowa assassin, Mr. Jeff Breitenbach.
Thank you, sir.
I have a note from my doctor for last week.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
Just wanted to mention that.
Yep.
Should you tweet it?
No.
Yeah, you don't want to tweet it. Anyway, you got any New Year's resolutions? Anything?
Nope.
Really? Nothing?
No.
Apparently it was to make this show, and that happened. So
well,
good job.
Right.
You're
all done.
All right.
Oh. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just whacked my knee. That was a problem.
Please don't get injured doing Shop Talk.
But I'd like to start off the show, before we kind of launch into what's going on in the retail world, with some numbers. And Kevin, can you hear us out there? Just to make sure you can understand these numbers, because he's usually pretty good with numbers and stats. But I'm just going to throw out the numbers.
Okay.
And give you three comparisons, and you
sure.
tell me where I got these numbers from.
Okay.
First downs, 25 to 12.
Ooh.
Okay. Total yards, 546 to 171.
Ooh.
And I'll just throw out this last one. These are just random picks. Rushing, 275 to negative 48.
Negative 48.
I'm going with the Red Mites game. Red yeah. Mites versus Foxborough and those bad numbers.
I bet the
Red
team
Mites.
That had negative 48 would probably lose to the Red Mites. Am I right?
That's probably right.
Ooh,
do you know harsh. What those numbers represent? What game?
I'm guessing Alabama, Michigan State.
There you go.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Alabama, Michigan State.
Woo! It was still fun, though.
Our producer, Kevin, headed down to Michigan to the...
to Orlando.
What the hell bowl was that?
The Capital One Bowl.
Capital One Bowl.
On
wow.
New Year's Day.
Is that why you have a little color?
I do.
Look at you.
That was a beat
I actually
down.
Got a burn on my back.
Wow.
Pretty rough. I will not tell you why I was shirtless, but
what letter were you?
I was no letters. Too much hair on this thing.
Yikes, shave thanks, it right out. For that.
I get the man sweater going.
Oh,
keeps me warm in the winter.
We're begging you to stop.
Yeah,
that's why you're always telling me to put thermals on. I'm like, I already have it built in. You know?
Oh.
Who needs Under Armour?
Kevin, can I throw a stat at you from that game?
Go for it.
Michigan State lost by 42 points.
Yeah.
Iowa. In their past 3 years combined,
yes.
only lost by 40 points.
Wow.
In a bowl game?
No.
Oh.
All their losses
oh, okay.
together
gotcha.
Combined in 3 years
gotcha.
Totaled 40 points. It's One incredible. Game, Michigan State, 42. Well,
Bama showed why they were the pick to win the national title
yeah.
repeat. I mean, they're a good team.
Oh.
They just didn't play very well
yeah.
in a few games this year. And it shows you how good the SEC is.
Yeah.
Because
yep.
the Big Ten did not. Represent all
except
that well.
For Ohio State.
Iowa and Ohio State did well, but the
as,
rest of the teams
as we always
pretty
do.
Bad.
We got to carry everybody.
Yeah, Michigan got spanked too.
I know, it was,
which I took some pleasure in.
But Penn State got spanked.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah,
Wisconsin lost to TCU, which
yep.
was a BCS game.
Mm-hmm.
So the game last night was pretty good.
Yeah,
Arkansas and Ohio State.
Yeah, it was good.
But yeah, no, I it was. despite the, you know, I expected Michigan State to lose, but I thought it would be like a at least an entertaining game for a while, maybe. Yeah. I expected them to lose by like two scores. I mean, that was what I expected going in.
Did you have field passes? Were you down on the field?
We weren't, but we were like three rows from the field.
Oh, good.
Like, and we were really good seats. And, you know, you got like a little gift baggie under your seat and everything.
Mm-hmm. Was it Orlando?
I thought we had an agreement that you were going to get onto the field shirtless with Shop Talk kind of written on you.
I could just shave it into me. Is that what
Okay, we got, my bad for bringing that up. Anyway, Jim, and
yes.
I know.
I'll tell you what. I'm so confident they're going to win. If they lose, I'll let you shave it.
Oh, wow. All right.
Been working on new sound bites back there, haven't you?
Paul Perillo.
I know.
I thought I recognized that voice.
There he is. So anyway, I want to dive into this. First of all, I don't know what the hell to do with myself for 2 weeks.
Happy birthday, by the way, Mike.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I have an idea how we could spend the weekend.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, that's other retail needs. But we, you know, we got to buy. This is kind of the perfect time. Granted, a lot of people haven't playoff parties this time of year, as we, you know, as we can tell on the retail end, people buying all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you got other games going on this weekend. But I'm just talking to a lot of people. There's a lot going on at home. You know, the Jets-Indy game is probably the biggest one for us to watch as a group. But,
right.
You know, so we're going to get into home gating, as we call it, the tailgating at home and some stuff that you may want to pick up and kind of make that little get-together a little more powerful, almost like a home pep rally type thing. But, Jim, we got 2010 AFC East Division Champ gear on the website still, and it's still rocking, right?
It certainly is. It's been hard to keep that in stock, to tell you the truth. We have stuff coming in. Jeff will tell you stuff's rolling in practically every day just to keep up with the demand.
No,
so I think we're reaching the bottom of the supply. So if you are interested in that, I would recommend you grab it now. I don't know if people know, that hat is pretty cool. I like the way it looks. It also says back-to-back on it for winning back-to-back division titles.
Right, right on the front.
Which is kind of cool. Not all the division champs hats have that moniker on them saying that. So
right.
They're going to be gone soon, and when they're gone forever. So if you are thinking about getting one, I recommend you pick it up.
And you know what?
Soon.
Even if you're not that type of person that wears that stuff, it's kind of cool because if any team makes the run, the whole length of the
That'd be nice to have all of them.
It's
it?
Pretty cool. It's a pretty cool thing to have 5, 10, 20, 50 years from now to kind of look at and whatever you do with that kind of stuff. But there's a lot. I mean, the store is just, people are still electric after the win. Nope, you know, it's still buzzing through. It's
pretty
amazing.
Online's been, I mean, it's right up there. I mean, it hasn't really dropped off as much as we normally see a little bit of a drop off after the holidays. It's still
right.
People are still going crazy, and I think,
well,
I think you're right.
Are they spending their gift cards or?
Oh yeah, you definitely see a lot of that, a lot of redemption going on, which is good. You know, that's always good.
Yeah,
it creates work for us.
You've been getting a lot of traffic in the store with Christmas type returns and stuff.
All that, but the funny thing was in we were just talking about Mike Reese, but Mike Reese from ESPN Boston, who's obviously been around. He's a great writer, great, you know, you see him on TV, radio, wherever. He's everywhere, knows his stuff. But I just ran into him, and he asked me, what's hot? What's going on in the pro shop? And, you know, I didn't have a lot of time to talk with him, but it's pretty unbelievable. I was talking about one of the guys that works here as well, and he was asking, you know, who's hot? I'm like, you know what's funny? This is kind of like this pro shop, in the online pro shop, it's kind of like an investment. You don't put all your eggs in one basket. If one stock goes bad, if one player goes bad here, if Welker went down, our sales aren't going to drop because we only have one or two guys. You know, some teams only have one or two guys, and after that, spread out.
A couple of years ago, we were begging for names like Gronkowski.
Yeah.
You know, even Mayo had come out of the gate strong, but he hadn't built a real following like he has now. We saw a lot of Mayo jerseys, Mayo name and number tees. Like, he's right up there with the other top players. But, I mean, last year even, and the year before especially, we were begging for guys like Hernandez and Gronkowski and McCourty, for people to be screaming, where's their jersey?
You know?
I don't know when the McCourty jerseys went on sale in the store, but we put them online this week, and Green Ellis as well. And I know people have been asking for those. So if you've been waiting for that to happen, they're there.
They're going fast.
And it's so true. Like Jim just said, there's so many players to choose from. I honestly don't know, maybe the 04-05 in that pocket, but I can't remember a time where people come in and they're kind of like, ah, who do I get?
So many favorites.
It's pretty amazing. So that's pretty cool. So when Mike Reese asked about what's hot, not just player wise, but across the board, like category wise, I mean, man, I seriously got to give props to the fans. We say that every once in a while, but it's pretty amazing what sales are like as far as just buying.
Well, I think the home gating thing that you were talking about before, just people partying, having people over and having an event on game day, especially in the playoffs, has become so huge in the last, especially just over the last 4 or 5 years, because I just see tons of party packs go by, the pack that has cups, napkins, plates, all that stuff, all with Patriot logos all over them. Just you start seeing the playoffs hit like this, and you start seeing tons of that stuff flying out the door.
Right.
Which means people are having people over, making an event on those playoff games.
Right.
And that's a lot of fun.
It is.
And they're decking their houses up, buying banners and flags for the front and glassware, shot glasses. I don't know what they do with shot glasses. Maybe Jeff could expand on that.
No. But they're purely decorative.
You can tell. You can stand there. We pick the orders off our shelves, and they go on tables where they get packed and shipped out to customers. And you just walk by the tables where stuff's sitting there, waiting to be packaged. And you just look at it, and
you see themes. Right.
Exactly. Blah, 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 blah.
You can tell that what's going on out there in Patriot Nation. Just a lot of that stuff going by. It's pretty cool. Same as you've seen the explosion of tailgating in the parking lot over the last 5 years. Wow, that was fast.
He said explosion.
I had my headphones turned up a little. I did. I had them up too loud.
Rattle your fillings with that one.
There you go.
That was quick.
That was quick. That was a good explosion.
But same way as you've seen the tailgating here has stepped up, several notches in the last few years, and I think you're seeing the same thing, just people wanting to, party for those games, whether they're home or away, and make a big event out of it. It's pretty cool.
And, to keep all this rah-rah Patriot merchandise theme going here, I don't know if people are still buying. If you go into these other stores, the other competitors, the big box stores, possibly even online.
You don't think they'd have 8 different shot glasses to choose from?
No, but have you been? There's not much there, which good for us. But what's amazing is, and I don't know what their plan is, but on the Jeff and Ken's end, they're literally grabbing everything they can get, from sweatshirts, headwear, whatever. And it's rolling in. So don't think for a second what you're seeing out there is what's going on, online.
That's a good
point. Or in the pro shop, because it honestly, and I'm not just saying that, it's completely opposite. Granted, do we have a full deck of cards, a full boat of inventory than we did in September? No, nobody does. No team does. Seattle, New Orleans, Indy, no one has that.
Oh, I'll give you another example of that whole issue where we say if you see something you like, buy it. Belichick wore that black sideline United jacket on the weekend. Holy cow. I got tweets and Facebook messages and emails and phone calls from people asking for that, and I'm like, we had it.
Yeah.
We had a lot of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was gone 2 months ago. And you can make the argument maybe we should have had more. We bought a lot of it. We sold a lot of it. And, there's a limit on those. Those are yearly pieces.
If we knew he may have worn it on January 2nd, maybe.
even if you knew.
But, it's tough to plan.
I try to explain to people that, look, we obviously are trying to get every sale possible. So if it made sense for us to have double the inventory on an item like that, we would.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense for us to have double the inventory on an item like that because we know what happens. If he doesn't wear it and people don't call up looking for it, it doesn't sell. And then you're sitting on it next year when it's last year's jacket.
Right.
Those sideline pieces are the 2010 or the 2009 or the 2011, whatever it is, sideline or the second season hat. And it's not something that – it's not like going into the Gap and seeing a pair of pants you like, a pair of jeans, and then 3 years later going and buying the same pair of jeans.
Right.
It's not the same animal what we do, and I think people forget that. But people went crazy over that black jacket. I'm like, those were in stock for, 2 or 3 months we had them on the shelves.
Yeah,
and they slowly over time sold. Mm-hmm. They're gone.
Right.
When something, sells at a fairly slow rate, They're not back there ordering tons and tons more of it.
And
luckily, we have 6 or 8 other jackets some of which are even pretty similar. And on the tweets and the messages and the emails and things I wrote back to him, make, no, we don't. Sorry, it's gone. It's been sold out for a while, but follow this link and check out what we do have because there's still a lot there.
Right. And that's a point that I try to make often is when people go to the website or on the store and they don't see that item they think they want, they think they're going to turn around, go to another store and find it, and then they're going to be...
That's not going to happen.
So literally, you're in a great spot, whether online or in the store.
If you see it online or in the store and you like it and you think you might want it, get it. Because if you come back in 2 weeks, you may not have that opportunity.
And to your point about scrambling for merchandise, I don't know if you got the latest transfer, but I had a lot of new...
there was a bunch of new stuff.
New glassware on there. I was able to scrounge up.
Yep, about half of that's up. And the
throwback
other half
will be Pilsners. And,
yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it's...
The glasses that change color when they get cold.
Yep.
One of the guys in the warehouse picked it up. He goes, you know, I can tell when my beverage is cold when I drink it.
Valid point.
I don't need them turning blue to tell me that. It's funny. It's a funny item.
For those who have
I like
no...
the throwback Pilsner, frosted Pilsner. That's a nice glass.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, so new stuff. That's a great point Jeff raises. There's new stuff, products that we haven't even had before, still showing up on the website or in the store every single week.
Right. Yep.
You know, sometimes it's two new items. Sometimes it's nine new items, like was on this week's transfer.
Right. No, it's I'll tell you.
How many teams do you think have new items coming in this week?
Yeah, seriously.
Aside from division champ stuff, or a lot of teams are probably having sales year end. Please get the stuff off our shelf. Sales. We're lucky enough not to be doing that. But how many have genuinely new brand products they've never carried before?
Right.
A dozen of them rolling in within a 2 week span. I doubt there's too many.
Yep.
And certainly Modell's doesn't have new Patriot stuff rolling in.
No.
Or, you know, any of the sporting goods stores.
Right.
Huh. Well, hey.
That's why we're better.
We rock.
Flat out. That's why we're better.
Now that we're done kind of patting ourselves on the back.
I'm not done, but you go ahead.
But I have to stop you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was touching. So let's the
brings to mind, before you start off in a tangent, brings to mind another great speech I once heard.
Spirituality, faith, and democracy are the cornerstones of our country. We are all patriots, and tonight the patriots are world champions.
There you go. That's
still get goosebumps.
Do you?
Yeah.
I just got goosebumps listening to Jim go off in his rant.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's up there with the Rudy. We're going to run. Well, I didn't even
He's
know
so good. Little.
Jesus. Oh, I mean the speech Rudy does when he does does the record. Yeah. Is it similar to the one that Rex Ryan gave about how we're going to run it when we want to run it and throw it when we want to throw it? And
really beautiful feet.
Oh, man, that thing.
Got to put your best foot forward in the playoffs.
They got
you don't have to put your feet in. You can leave back.
They got.
Yeah, most men like to do a lot of things with those feet.
Hey now.
So, on the TV right now, they got the Pete Carroll thing.
Yeah.
Now, I think he's a pretty cool guy. When he was here, he's a nice guy. But
they're going to really be jacked up for this game.
Sucks to look back at 11-5 2 years ago when you
should have
knocked
his lights out.
It was a little embarrassing that the way he did his post game.
Really, I didn't see it.
I don't know.
That kind of question pisses me off.
It just wasn't. I don't know.
Do you realize he's the second oldest NFL head coach in the league?
No.
Let's see, who would the oldest be then? Let me think about that. It's
you say Pete Carroll's the second oldest?
Pete Carroll.
Stop the clock. Stop the clock.
Pete Carroll is the second oldest.
Well, Coach Belichick's older than he is.
No.
No, I don't think so. Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll.
Older than you think, my friend.
Google it.
Let's see, who's older?
These guys are kind of the modern-day swashbucklers.
Chuck Knox.
He's not a coach anymore, Mike.
Oh.
How about Shula? Why don't you throw
his
name in
Michael.
There?
Lombardi.
That's a good question.
Yeah, who...
Maybe this should be our trivia question today.
They said it's Sunday night on the...
we're stumped.
On the Rams-Seahawks game. Al Michaels or Collins.
Well, it's not Ken Wisenhunt, the Rams coach. Is that who that is?
Yeah, but no. No.
No, that's the coach of Phoenix.
Yeah, Arizona.
Whatever.
So he was born in 51.
Tomato, tomato.
So that makes him...
59.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Belichick's close to that, though, isn't he?
He is.
Whoa, wait a minute. Pete Carroll is 59?
Yes.
Mm.
Who's 60 in a coach?
He's 64.
What about John Fox?
64.
The oldest guy out there is 64.
64.
He's only got Bill by a matter of months.
Yeah. I knew they were close.
Chan Gailey.
That's actually a good one, but I don't think so. It's not what they said anyway.
It's got to be it's one with just
Fox.
Not.
Would you like a hint?
No.
It's an NFL team.
Oh, not Atlanta.
No.
No.
Just because he has gray doesn't mean he's that old, Jeff.
All Norv right. looks pretty old. Norv yeah. looks
John
like
Fox?
Norv looks like a dinosaur.
No, no, no.
Minnesota.
It's not,
I'm trying to
Houston.
Think.
Who is it?
God damn it.
Man, that's a good question.
Now we're all pissed off.
Go ahead.
You did this
no,
on purpose.
No, I don't want him to
know. I'll give a small hint. He has some local ties.
Yeah, it could
some
be pretty
local
much
ties.
Anybody.
Hmm. Well, local we ties. Could have complete dead silence on the...
You mean like Patriots ties you got at PatriotsProShop.com?
I didn't say Patriots.
No, but a tie. We sell ties, silk ties. We have the...
Yeah, Jim, that's it.
Vine style.
That's a great
always
hint.
Always comes back to product.
Always comes back
sometimes
to product.
I think you people
Jim.
Forget why we're here. Man, this is going to make me crazy.
I can tell you if you
no,
want me to end it.
No, I really don't. I got to come up with it.
I'd prefer you ended it.
No.
Coughlin?
Right, I'll let you think.
Oh,
we got a winner.
Good for you.
Tom Coughlin, 64.
That's solid.
You cheated, but.
That's kind of.
Well, it's, no, it says there's three NFL coaches in there, or there was three NFL coaches in their 60s.
Wade Phillips.
But that's not true anymore.
Yep. Who were the other two?
Well, they're talking about the oldest coaches. I think they had Joe Gibbs in here, who was 67 a couple years ago. Romeo Crennel's older than you think. Romeo's
Marv Levy
in his
coached,
60s.
Coached later than that. In the 70s, Marv Levy was coached.
Wade Phillips is over 60.
That's yep. what I just said.
All
yeah.
guys that have been, you know, in the league in the last few years.
Yep.
Wow.
But I would have never guessed Pete Carroll was 59. He
yeah.
acts like he's like 29.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly right.
When they said he was the second oldest head
this
coach.
This is a guy that yeah. traditionally, when he gets going, he just tears it up.
Wow. Jacked and pumped
talking about Ken.
At 59.
What's up?
He's got a lot of clips
well,
today.
That was fun. I enjoyed that question. I like being stumped.
All right. So I want to dive into the home gating thing.
All right.
Go right ahead.
I do. Is that all right?
Sure.
So
let's do it.
I think,
Jim, if I typed in home gating, would I get a search?
You would. You'd get some results. I don't know if every single possible. You know, you could type in party. Type
party,
that in. You'll get
party.
Better results if you type in party in the search box. There's all kinds of stuff that we've sort of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Flagged as being.
Oh, there you go.
Party time type items. You can do home gating. Some stuff will come up, but I think party's a better word to use if you're looking for stuff.
By the way, have you gotten any feedback on your new website?
All positive.
Really?
People like it.
Excellent.
A little bit of an adjustment. You know, you navigate around a little differently. There's some great suggestions that have been made, some stuff we can add or tweak. And, you know, like I said, when we launched it, that's version 1.0. There's some really great stuff coming this spring with filtering, where you'll be able to go into men's and go to T-shirts and then go to long-sleeve T-shirts. And, you know, you'll be able to go to short-sleeve T-shirts. And
did you get those damn McCourty
color.
Jerseys in yet?
Which yes. ones?
Everyone's
which
still at the McCourty jerseys.
Were you not here for the first 10 minutes of our show?
No, I wasn't paying
talk?
Attention. I got playoff things
we
to do.
We got McCourty and Green Ellis this
oh,
week.
Good for you. Good for you guys.
Well,
on the ball.
I hope
Benny,
our listeners
Benny
are paying better attention than our producer.
Benny gets the 1,000 yards, and you get his jersey right there. For
that's
you.
Right. We had him all along. We just held back.
Yeah. Hey, you want to get tweets now?
He didn't make it. Him. We weren't going to put him online.
We had him right where we wanted him.
Got him.
Damn straight.
So, obviously, people get decked out with their gear, but
yes.
I think there's some pretty cool items. And actually, I'm scrolling on the website, PatriotsProShop.com, right now. And
I always thought we should have a contest, right? Have people deck out their place and themselves and everything. You can take a picture of it and send it in, and they'd win a prize. We post all the pictures up on Facebook.
That would be great. Absolutely.
Maybe let the other fans vote. We could do all kinds. I think we should do something like that.
We should. We should look into that for the new year.
Right.
Be fun. That'd be fun. Fun
for the
thing.
2011-2012 version of Shop Talk? Is that what you're talking about?
I think so.
Nice.
I haven't signed my contract yet, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Yeah, we have. That means you're out.
Oh, damn.
You wanted out for a long time.
All right. Well, you guys take it easy.
Yeah, this year they're individual contracts, not all three of us at once.
That's right.
Just a funny aside, is the internet working in there? You guys get internet?
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
It's funny. It just must have not liked the
if your access is shut off, Kevin, that might mean something totally different.
No, for us, mine's worked all day, but everyone's complained that's been in the studio that it hasn't worked. So it's kind of funny that it decided to work for you guys.
Well, I'm perusing Jim's website. I forget the name of it.
Yeah.
PatriotsProShop.com.
That would be the one. And I ran a search on Party.
Make it your homepage.
And I got 53 items that came up.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty solid. There's some the koozie things.
How many different koozies can you choose from on our site? Just a
now, is
a
it
guess.
Jim's personal site or is it a Patriot site?
No,
I don't want to visit any of
that. Would be a web,
Jim's
a web
personal
portal.
Sites, and then
does not need to be mentioned.
And
it's
then
not
search,
Scollins.com.
Yeah, the last thing I'd want to search on Scollins.com is Party, because God knows what the hell would come up.
You don't want to do that. You definitely do not.
I want
do
no
that.
Home party at Scollins.com.
There's going to be a lot of this site is blocked coming across your work screen.
Rexy might want to go though.
Rexy's on there. There's a link there. Attaboy, Jim. But there's some cool stuff. When you're doing the home gating thing, you're going to get decked up. But don't forget about the little detail stuff. If you're going to have people over for a football party, you can go a couple routes. You can just have them over and have a few drinks and that's that. But I ramp it up.
There's no such thing as a few drinks.
Buy that silver galvanized pail if we have any of those left.
Drink out of the pail.
Sure.
I think you should almost
put your
go,
just cold drinks in there.
You should almost go full Patriot party for this Jets Indy game. And just because.
This weekend's a great weekend because as a Patriots fan, you have no stress. You get to sit back, watch playoff football, and it's just like.
But
all these teams bash each other's head in and let us just hang out.
Right. And
I like it.
They all mean a lot to us. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty cool. It's a fun weekend.
I like it because you're not like, you know, game days, game weekends, it's very stressful.
Right.
Not only for us from a business sense, but just like as a fan, you're just all like knotted up and you're irritable. And
on the way into work today, I had to run home in the middle of the day for something, and I turned the radio on, sports radio, one of the channels, and Troy Brown was on with the guys, and they were saying, is it different this week here? Like as a player, when you were a player, was it different? He said, absolutely. You can feel the intensity has gone up a notch. He goes, even with the bye, he goes, there's definitely a
bingo,
difference.
Bingo, I got bingo.
That's him.
That's him.
And I thought it was interesting his spin on it. And as a fan, I feel that way too. It's like I kind of don't like having the week off.
I don't like having it.
It's
at
all
well,
good.
I do. Well, home, no, I do because you want them to get healthy and you want them to be ready and all that.
But,
and one less game to play is one game closer than. That you get to the final prize. But I know what you're saying. Like in the
it's
middle
like the wait between the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl.
In the middle of the year forever. When you get the bye week and you're just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, it feels like that. That's what it is. The bye week sucks.
I know what you're saying. But I think as a pure football fan this
weekend,
it's all
good. This is what you want, right?
I'll enjoy it this weekend. Once we get to Saturday, I'll enjoy it.
This is absolutely what you want. Sucks when you get it.
We, it's people... Right there, Jeff. You see that? There you go. Okay. Little squint going
says
on.
Says you're fired.
You're fired. the beauty about these games, I don't know about you guys, if I'm home watching a Pats game, I kind of don't want anything else going on. I mean, I got to get maybe one or two people, and that might be my sons or something, but I gotta hear the whole thing. These games, as long as it's on, I'd like to hear a little bit, but if I got... five couples over my house and they're all yapping about.
I would hate that. Or in a bar, I would hate that.
I just can't pull it off.
I'd go nuts.
But something these games this weekend, I can live with that. So if you're going to have your little fun time watching a game, these are the games to
good
do
point.
It.
Very
and
good
you
point.
You want to be able to like have volume control, and if you're lucky enough to have a DVR and you want to look at another play in a commercial, you want to be able to go back and do
all
that
stuff. Yeah,
a
DVR is a digital video recorder.
It's true. I already made my plan. I kind of made my plan in my head this week that if the team was lucky enough to go to the Super Bowl, I would pretty much like watch the game in isolation.
I don't know if
I would
big,
be like
big
locked
playoff
in a room
like that. I like having a party.
I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to hear anybody. I don't want to see anybody.
Buy a bunch of stuff.
I want to be locked in a room where I can like punch things, throw things, do whatever I want.
Violence is never the answer, Kevin.
And not be judged by people like Jim over here.
Not be judged.
Well, let's take a break so we can calm Kevin down, but he's starting to get the Hulk, Green Hulk tint to him. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about some more interesting stuff.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's... gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, stuff you use every day.
Also, like you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking like newspapers, you know, when you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian. You can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only, equipment charges, taxes, and fees, and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios service is available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pabs! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Get ready for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You could win an all-inclusive weekend trip to Super Bowl 45. You're already halfway there. Just enter for your chance to win right here at patriots.com. Simply click on the Verizon logo to play the Gridiron Challenge. It's that easy. And you could win weekly prizes, including Patriots tickets, autographed merchandise, and more. Start playing today. Brought to you by Verizon. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Must be a legal U.S. resident 18 years or older. Ends December 27th, 2010. Void where prohibited. For official rules, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge.
The A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
All right, folks, it's Pizza Wednesday.
PatriotsProShop.com.
Pizza Wednesday. Another year we're bringing in Pizza Wednesday. We always talk about it. We kind of rallied today. We had four people in the retail staff. Well, no, four people that decided not to join us.
Yeah.
So,
like Ricky.
Well,
he basically told me that he was too good for Pizza Wednesdays like last week, and I was offended. I was like, I strive to get to the level where I'm one day invited to Pizza Wednesdays, even though I'm not a part of
the He's not too good enough. He's too cheap because he always has the leftovers. Always.
Wow.
He's the seagull.
He's that guy?
Are you available?
He's a vulture.
Wednesday lunch?
He's that
guy. Where were you Wednesday?
I'm sitting here on Wednesday.
We're working, right?
There. Well, hey.
Yeah, but I mean, I can still eat. We get this. I won't mention what kind of pizza it is.
Yeah, please don't.
But it's definitely not the best pizza in the world. You guys definitely would be an upgrade.
Even the media has pizza. Every Wednesday when I walk
to
the Pro Shop.
That's that kind of pizza. That's where that comes from.
Every Wednesday I walk from the e-commerce retail warehouse.
They've always gotten
with
it.
Jeff's retail warehouse. I walk from e-commerce to the Pro Shop, and I always walk by where the press room is.
Right.
And they're all standing in the tunnel eating pizza.
Like vultures.
Yeah.
Pizza is the only
option.
Who
was there today eating pizza, I saw?
Who?
Jason Dvorkin.
Really?
Yeah, he was
there. Doesn't surprise me at all.
Chowing down on pizza.
He's got a big dip in one side of the mouth and chewing the pizza in the other.
I did not notice that. Not good. I just saw him heading in the trough eating pizza. He didn't even know I walked by. That's how involved he was in eating that pizza.
So, during the break, we did learn which is very exciting. We are guaranteed at least one more show this year. Right?
Thank you very much.
We got one more. If the team,
I've been waiting for the round of applause.
If the team advances, we're on one more show.
Is it because
show.
Fans called in and demanded more Shop Talk?
Yes.
I think that's right.
Now, if they get bumped.
What?
If the team gets bumped, we're going to have a little hiatus here of
7 months.
7 months until we're back on. Hey, maybe they'll drag us in for some off-season.
Hey, I heard our contracts are tied in with the CBA.
Yes.
Is there any truth to that rumor?
I'm going
to
strike.
I hope it's not performance-based.
Lockout.
If it's performance-based.
I'm all for a lockout.
Lockout. But, look, before we kind of babble on.
Bacon on the pizza today. Nice call.
It was.
Yep. Love the bacon.
I'm just liking everything about pizza every day. Trivia question. Earlier in the show, we talked about two new players that we got jerseys for this week. What two players are they? So two new players that we just got jerseys for this week that are in stock, that are high demand. If you can name those two, we will give you, what are we going to give away, Jeff?
How about an Eastern Division Champs T-shirt?
I like that. That's solid.
Yeah, you did the hat last week.
That's a good one.
We did the hat last week.
It's a cool tee.
I like the
T-shirt.
Send in your answers to webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com, or we could take a phone call on the Ace Ticket Hotline.
Yeah, we can because we don't have somebody on the phone this week.
At 508-543-7482, 508-543-7482. Two good players. I kind of want to talk about them some more, but at the moment we can't. What else we got? We got anything special happening? Jeff, what do we got coming in? Give us a little tidbit of what you got up your sleeve. Usually this time of year you get some kind of maybe special makeups where it's something that we normally wouldn't carry. Is that
Ken's been working
yet?
On a lot of those. Can we get Ken on the phone and see if he'll...
You mean SMUs?
Yes.
It's an industry term.
Oh, he just took a phone call.
Uh-oh. That's impressive. It's
could be someone answering the trivia question.
I'm having a little wire problem
here.
Or
it could be Kevin's mom.
It could be.
It's Kevin's mom. Kevin.
Trivia question.
Let's
go to the Ace Ticket Hotline.
Let's do it. Hi, who's out there?
This is Sheila in Clearwater.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Sheila, we're cold. That's what we are.
Let me tell you something. I was up there, and I was caught in that snowstorm.
Ooh.
I got back here. It was in the 70s. I said, next Christmas, I'm not even going.
Whoa. Wow.
That's a good call right there.
I agree.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, what can you what do you say to that?
I'll take sun in 70
every
day.
It was just so cold, and I mean, the flights got canceled. I was stuck there 3 more days.
Oh,
wow.
That was terrible this year, but...
So she's basically saying it was terrible being stuck in New England for 3 more days.
She hates us.
Try being stuck here every day.
Well, I wanted to get over to the Patriot Place, but, you know.
Well, you can just shop online.
That's what I do.
How can you do that? Where do you go?
PatriotsProShop.com.
This was a setup by Jim. Yeah, it would have been nice to actually meet one of our listeners at the Pro Shop. So if you come up again and maybe it's in September when it's warmer, you got to stop in to the Pro Shop.
Oh, I definitely will. I usually try and make it up there in the middle of the summer.
Oh, nice. Training camp?
I try.
Yeah.
But it's a little, you know, hey. It just depends on how work's going. That's usually our busiest time, unfortunately.
Nice. So I'm sure you're calling in for the trivia question. Is that right?
Of course.
All right. Go ahead. Do you know the answer?
Yeah. McCourty and Green Ellis.
Ooh. She's got both answers.
Excellent.
You got a little ding-ding or something for her, Kev? There it is.
A round of applause.
Yeah, we're shooting this in front of a live studio audience of about 3,000 people. No, that's great. And you know, while we got you on the line, let's just you're not from around here. You probably can't go to too many games. So
no, but I usually try. Like I said, I come up every Christmas. My family's all up there. I moved to Florida because I couldn't take the cold anymore.
She's the smart one.
There is one in the bunch. So do you have your share of, I guess, we'll call it home gating parties where you kind of take it up?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
I do it down here. I still do it down here.
I like that. Do you deck out the house or you just kind of go low key?
No, I deck out the house.
Nice.
Excellent.
My next-door neighbor is a Steelers fan, and on the other side is a Miami fan.
It's like that commercial where the neighbors are battling with their stuff.
That's right.
One puts out one flag, one puts out a bigger flag.
No,
exactly.
Yeah.
Every window in my house has a Patriots sticker on it. Every window in my car has a Patriots sticker
See,
on it.
See, that's why we have to have the contest, where we have people take pictures of their stuff and send it in.
I'll tell you, that's perfect. That's our fan right there. That's what you want. That's great.
I got my flags. I got my little garden gnome. I got my solar light. Oh, yeah. It's all out there.
Excellent. Hey, are you a little superstitious? I mean, Jeff wears basically I don't know what you got going on, some weird undershirt, kind of women's tank top he wears under his sweatshirt every home game. You got these little superstitious things going on down there?
I always have to have on a Patriots jersey.
That's
when I watch a game, I have to have on a Patriots jersey. Yeah. And a lot of times I'll have, like, I have a bracelet that's the little Italian tiles.
Oh, yeah.
I have a bracelet like that I always have to have on. It's you know, one of those.
Sheila,
I don't want to put in that jinx.
It almost sounds like we could just put a open sign on your front door and basically make that the Patriots Pro Shop South. Sounds like you may have more stuff than we actually do.
Absolutely. I got the teddy bears. I got blankets. I got somebody gave me a shower curtain. I got Patriots all over my house. There is absolutely no doubt.
Did your mom give you Patriots bed sheets and matching pillowcases like mine did?
No, but I have pajamas.
Yeah, I was expecting footy pajamas to go with it.
That's impressive. Well, that's great.
We happen to ship to Clearwater, so it works out really well for us.
Of course it does. Of course
it works out great for me, too.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you always get your packages from us in a timely fashion, Sheila?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, seriously. It takes longer to get my magazine, my Patriots football magazine, than it does to get a
Go after Fred Kerr, Sheila. Go after him.
I'll see what we can do to work with the other parts of the organization to do better on that.
I think so, too.
We sell those on PatriotsProShop.com, too.
Beat it.
PFW.
Beat her subscription.
I get that prescription, yep.
Yeah. That's excellent.
Whoa.
Just throwing out some sound effects. I don't know. Kevin's getting a little button happy in there. Well, Sheila, I appreciate you calling in. Obviously, you got the trivia question right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
To you guys, too. It was nice talking to you again.
You too.
Stay on the line. Kevin's going to get your information so we can get that shirt. And don't forget to give him a size.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Take care.
So along the lines of that question and the winner, there was another email from someone asking why we didn't have McCourty stuff longer. And I think we've had the T-shirt quite a while. I don't know if we're out of it right now, but we've had the T-shirt.
We've had the T-shirt from the beginning of the season.
What's the guy's name? Dan? I forget.
Why don't you read the question, Michael?
Hey, fellas. I'm not sure you answered this question a million times, but I must have missed it. What did Kevin McCourty do to the NFL to not have jerseys or even T-shirts with his name and number available for sale for most of the season? I see his jersey is now available at the Patriots Pro Shop, but still no T-shirt. I can understand if he were a sixth-round pick, but he was the number one for the Pats. What gives? Aaron from Sterling, Virginia.
Well, first of all, we couldn't do anything with him until his number was official with the league. So that means that he had to sign a contract.
Right.
And then he had to get through training camp, because a lot of times rookies may get a number in training camp. And then when people get cut before the first week of the year, they switch numbers.
They jockey for numbers. That's true.
You kind of have to wait until at least the first week of the season. Now that he's established, he has the number, we know who he is, that's when we went and did his name and number T-shirt, which I believe
came out. You also don't know that a rookie's going to play.
Right.
A lot of the time you draft a guy in the first round even, mm-hmm. and he may not see McCourty's exceeded everyone's expectations.
Right,
no one knew the guy was going to be a Pro Bowler.
Right.
You know, even halfway through the season, we were all like, wow, this guy's pretty good, you know, so in a great way, being happy and surprised by it. But
I think, you know, Aaron, that's a valid question what
absolutely.
He's asking.
Oh, sure.
But we've had
that T-shirt, though. I don't know if we have any right now. I'm just, off the top of my head, I don't know every player which we're out of stock or in stock on. Mm-hmm. But we've had the McCourty player name and number tee for months.
I can totally, if we don't have him, I know he's on order because he's one of my top guys.
But we have had it. Maybe you know, the caller or the emailer didn't see it while it was up. But we have carried the name and number tee. And now now we have the jersey.
Right.
Yeah, right now I got his jersey and the photo, so I'm going to have to work on the team. I know he's on order. I just got
But I had people ask that question about the jersey even back in the first week, like when even before the season even started, and I'd have to explain, well, we don't know for sure, when, just because you saw him wearing a number in minicamp on, you know, in the newspaper on TV doesn't mean that's the number he's going to hit the field with an opening day.
Right.
And I think a lot of people also don't understand that Jeff and Ken was telling me today that he's been ordering like crazy for next year right now. Like when you order Brady jerseys and Woodhead jerseys now and Welker jerseys and all those things, those orders are placed now for deliveries we take over the summer and into the fall.
Yep.
I hope it's Flanders.
There is that limited supply of stuff that we can get made up during the season, but just because the guy's a first-round pick doesn't mean, A,
absolutely,
you don't even know his number until at least week one when you can be sure. B, you don't know if he's going to even get any significant playing time or be good in this first season.
Right.
You know, it's sometimes I think from before I worked here, it seems like a no-brainer, but there's reasons behind the fact that you may not see a jersey out for a guy like that until late in the year like this one did, you know. And like I said, we have
waiting for Mike to talk, and Mike's just like keeling over, falling asleep.
It's because he had that 5-hour energy before he came in here, and
stupid pizza.
He's crashing
in a food coma.
I give him one email to read.
But that T-shirt we had for quite a while. But so if it's not there now, it'll be back.
It's coming back. It's
and other stores haven't. This isn't like we decided not to carry it, and 20 other stores did.
Yep.
There's no way. Hey, look, and I'm not just saying this, but there is not a website, store, whatever, that is going to be more reactive and proactive to Patriot product than we are. I mean,
we will
hell,
take the chance on some of these guys where your big box stores won't. They will stick with Brady and Welker, and now they may add Woodhead.
Every year we do an analysis.
Everyone sucks but me.
Online of who carries what and how much.
Yep.
We did it this year. We compare ourselves to some of the evil stores out there, like league stores.
Why are they evil? Educate me on why they're evil.
Well, support the team and buy direct from us. How's that?
Okay.
So you.
Well, I do it for. I do now.
We go look. Well, you know.
But before the discount, it was tough.
We're right here in the stadium, so that should just speak for itself. You want to buy directly from the team, or you want to buy from some.
That's true.
Somebody
else. Some schmo.
So my point is, though, we look at other stores online. I know Mike goes out to some of the local sporting goods stores on occasion. He brings it up quite often that he's stopped in so-and-so. They probably recognize him.
He goes with a price gun and tries to screw up the tag, so they have to give things away.
We'll go to three or four of the major online competitors, and we inventory what they have.
Okay.
And we make a little spreadsheet, and it says home jerseys.
There's no doubt in my mind you guys crush everybody in terms of selection and variety.
We do that to see if there's any areas where someone else has somehow gotten past us.
Yeah.
They have more glasses than we do. They have more
belts.
They have more belts. They have more whatever it might be. So
I'm writing that one down again.
He's making a note.
To make sure that
I want a big flying Elvis belt buckle right on the front of my
always ensure that we
pants.
Have the widest and broadest selection.
I'm not even messing with you either. I would buy it. I would buy a dress belt with the flying Elvis
on the
belt buckle. Or the buckle.
I mean, buckle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a corner.
Not that I want one, but there are people out there.
Oh, I would get one. I would buy more than one. I'd get one for my dog. I bought my dog the leash collar in a dog tag set for Christmas.
Ton of that pet stuff.
Yeah, I got her one.
Wow.
But bottom line is, we carry more than anybody.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean you can carry everybody all the time.
No.
It just doesn't mean that. Like, people will literally call up or email us or contact us through Twitter or Facebook, or I'm sure stop in the store, and they'll ask for Dan Connolly jersey. Someone asked for that. All right.
Well,
thrilled with what he did.
Return,
yeah. He stepped in great for Logan Mankins. He had a great kick return, all that. But do you think we should buy several hundred of his jerseys?
No.
I do have a photo of the kick.
We do have a photo.
I put that online.
So we find a way. And this is also why we have customized jerseys now, right? Customized replicas, customized authentics. If there's a player we don't carry that you want, you can get it made.
You
can get your own name if you want. You can get your own number if you want. But
not a huge
technically
fan of
now,
people.
There is no player that you cannot get. Just order a custom if it's one that we don't
customize.
Have. One of the very few now that we don't have.
Jim's
going to
be under his bonnet today.
He brought it.
Oh. He brought the heat today.
I think it's the Belichick black jacket here. And
normally
all
he
the
just
crap
sits there.
I took this
he
week
sits there half
it.
Asleep, and every once in a while when you poke him a little, he'll just be like, PatriotBrush.com.
When I go through the email box and I have to read 25 people that want the black sideline jacket that we had for 3 months and no one bought, And all of a sudden they want it.
It's making me wonder what's in that cup over there. You can't see it. It's not transparent.
Whiskey.
Whiskey. It's good whiskey. We had another email come in.
What do they want?
We were talking about.
Actually, it was very constructive.
Bring them.
It was
bring them to me.
One of our listeners, Mary Beth, said there was this black jacket that Belichick. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I will come right across that table.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm 40, ish.
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage.
Wow. Well, Ken sounded really upset in that call.
He just don't get him on a bad
day. That's what I got to live with day in and day out.
Anyway, get to the email. She was nice enough to take the
A few typos, but she said perfect idea for a superstition show, which we were talking about. Hey, guys, that would be a good idea for a show.
It is a good
idea.
I have
to wear a certain throwback sweatshirt, throwback earrings, and in Flying Elvis, I think she's kind of got a combo
on. We have those dual logo ones.
I really think it'd be good to boost sales. We'll talk about that. I mean,
sure. Did she say boost sales?
Yeah.
She says that.
I like that.
She's on our sales team.
Sweet.
We just need to boost ratings.
No, that is
too.
A really good idea. That is a really good idea.
Everybody send your superstitions into Web Radio.
All four of us could wear our Lucky Game Day.
We'll read them all next week on
the show.
Every last one of them.
That'd be a good way to go out, though. Potential last show of the year. We could all wear our lucky whatever into the.
Yeah.
You know,
who says I'm not wearing my luckies right now?
I don't want. Oh, God.
Your luckies.
Really beautiful feet.
I think I. That's not what I meant.
Oh,
most men like to do a lot of things with those feet.
You know, it was a little disturbing in the.
Oh, wow, they're like really soft. They're like really soft.
Don't like that
smell.
This reminds me of when Tracy was checking out Jeff's elbows.
Oh yeah, that was.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I touch them?
Oh, that was a great moment.
Is it okay to touch him again?
All right, please stop.
Yeah, please.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, thank you.
There goes Rex.
Boom. I totally forgot what I was talking about. Damn it.
But that's a great topic. That's something we should explore.
Yeah, the superstition.
I like that one. That's a great idea.
Going to bring Mike back down to earth.
You know what was a little disturbing in one of our stockrooms?
Oh, boy.
We found a full-size penguin outfit.
What?
A fuzzy penguin outfit.
What?
I'm not kidding.
What?
Recently?
During a little.
That's hilarious.
No one's claiming it. I'm not kidding, Jeff.
Come on.
You ever seen that episode? This is an episode of.
You could put this on and be like a penguin mascot.
Yeah, but
we don't know where.
Some people are into that though. Like Rex is into feet. People are into like.
I got
mascots.
Two words: Ricky Citroni.
That's a good, good. I like that.
I don't know.
You don't know where that thing's been though. You don't want to put poor Ricky in that thing. Like you don't know what's in there.
I like it.
No, I'm saying Ricky might know where it's been.
There you go. Maybe he likes penguins.
Oh, so you're saying not saying it's Ricky's, but he might know where it came from.
It
he does work a lot of nights in the pro show.
Remember those old like
a lot of lonely off season.
Those old
nights.
Miller commercials with the creepy penguin, and he would be like doobie doobie doo.
That's what it's like.
He would just show up like in random spots.
Ricky's closing the store at 10 o'clock. You know he's walking out to the.
Should hit him up sometime in like a moment.
Lock the doors.
Get him in a moment of weakness. Ricky, what are you doing those late nights at the pro shop, like in the off season when no one's around, the hall's closed.
Anything?
Doobie doobie doo.
Penguin?
Wow, that is disturbing. Right?
Yeah,
that really
wait till you see it. It's not something you open the box up and be like, wow.
Thanks for bringing
Mike
that
Mike
up,
walks in to open this door, and Ricky's passed out in his penguin costume.
Oh, my.
We've never found anything like that in the warehouse that I know of.
I think Ricky needs
I'm
a few
start
days
looking.
That you know of.
Yeah, you
I'm
going
to start looking. Maybe this weekend in inventory I'll find something interesting.
You got to come give me a tour sometime because I always see you walking down
You've
there.
Never come into the warehouse?
No, and I see the garage doors open every once in a while and all your little minions are working in there.
Kevin, that's right. Kevin, that's like Oz. You cannot see behind the curtain.
Yeah, and then I come back out and the door's shut.
That's right.
And you see Jim just kind of standing guard
We don't
there.
Just let anyone in there, Kevin.
Can we do a remote show
invited.
In the warehouse?
We should do a remote show.
You're invited. I'll do it from there next week.
I could do like a
I'll call in from my desk.
I could do a piece where it's like with Jim and we'd do like a live report from the where and then go
a lot
to
of packages going out today, Kevin.
Beep, beep.
Like those guys in the bad weather.
I'm printing a shipping label.
I wouldn't even need the sound effects. We'd have real time sound
That's
effects
right.
in there.
This Price is what it sounds like when we ship to Clearwater.
All these people swearing at Jim.
There is some swearing going on in there, I must say.
Oh, my.
It's not for the faint of heart.
Don't you know how to use a tape gun, Jim?
Well, Well, it reminds me of that time Jeff taped the hand to his box. He was trying to help us out. It was a Christmas rush.
It was.
We had to move
you tape your own hand to
we had
the
to
box.
Move him right off the line.
Jeez.
I got replaced pretty quickly.
Oh, not this Jeff. It was a different Jeff.
We had to amputate.
Yeah. You know, I'm the one who had the 5-hour energy.
He is.
He's
got something in his saddle today, man. There's something in that cup.
I wasn't here last week.
Be in the bonnet. That's right.
I wasn't here. I don't know if I like that.
Nickname Bonnet?
Bazinga.
He's trying to make up for lost time here.
I missed last week, and I had some
to
stuff
talk,
to say.
He has
now
to talk
I,
twice
I
as much now.
Is it 5 o'clock?
It's 5 o'clock.
You know what I'd like to do is, you know, I'm just looking at your screen. I'd like to have some sort of competition with one of the other shows. Trivia,
really?
Any, I don't care what, a prediction.
How about product sales?
By the way,
well, we could do playoff picks.
We could do playoff picks.
How about who can sell the most
What we could do is we have the PFW guys always make their picks on Thursday, as does John Rook. Mm. Pete Shepard makes his on Tuesdays.
Oh.
And then we could have you guys make your pick, and we could have like a competition between all four shows.
I don't think it'd be in our best interest to make them look silly.
No, I'm just saying it was a quick idea that just came into my head if you wanted to do sort of contest.
Okay.
And I could easily create, like, on our dry erase board back here, keep a tally of, you know, who picked what each week.
Do we win great prizes from the Patriots Pro Shop?
Well, you are the Patriots Pro Shop, so you'd have to.
The winner of
if
the
you feel
Pro
like
Shop,
giving yourself something, sure. Here, I'll take this.
Pick gets an issue of PFW free every week.
That'd be fun. I don't know, Kev, are we up against the clock here?
Yeah.
Well, tough. We're going. We're going to six.
No.
But you know, just to kind of wrap it up, you got some time here.
Gear up for the playoffs.
That's it. That's the tagline. Gear up for the playoffs, and
have some people over.
Keep going, Jim.
That's all I'm saying.
Was it over when the Germans? But anyway, that's it for Shop Talk, and we'll be back next week for sure.
PatriotsProShop.com.
Getting on in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.